So there was no After Dark last week, of course, because I was on vacation. Why couldn't you, like Adam, go into business for yourself and do, like, more work for one episode of At Odds than he's done for the entire run of At Odds?
Oh, okay. How did that go? I heard it was well received.
It was really good. I had no idea what to expect. You know, we could pull the curtain back here. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that Adam got a hold of me before I lost all communique.
Right.
While I was on vacation. But he had sent me while I was in the air flying down to Florida on Sunday. He's like, hey, could you do this? Like, this particular verbiage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay. I go, I'll try to get it to you as quick as I can. I go, because I don't know what my connection issue is going to look like, you know, as the week goes on. And he goes, no worries, as long as you get it to me by, like, Thursday, you know, like, or Wednesday or whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I'm just looking to see exactly where it was. It was like, I'm on the tarmac. I go, when do you need it? He goes, by Wednesday. I go, okay. He goes, act like it's a voicemail. Be annoyed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, can I do this? And he goes, no. It has to be just like how I'm asking you to do it. I go, okay. And that's all I asked. And that was it, right? So I just happened to have, like, a free moment while we got there. We got to the place where we were staying Sunday before we got on the cruise on Monday. Mm-hmm. I had a moment out on the little balcony in the place that we were staying. Or like, it was Monday morning. And everybody was, like, I had my shit all ready to go. So it was nice. You could hear the ocean in the background. There's birds chirping. I go, oh, this is perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like I'm from the cruise or from the island. So I say what it is. And Adam has, like, multiple guests on. He's got multiple. And when I say multiple, like 10 plus different AI voice people calling in, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's doing his bits and his everything else. And I'm listening, right when we got home that Saturday, and we're going to fill in the gaps of everything in between that, right?
Right. And then I'm going to tell you about me in that little bit that you guys are doing.
Okay. So I get into it, and I'm like, I got a week backlog of podcasts, right? I'm like, oh, what's evergreen that I don't need to listen to immediately? What's the order? And I got to listen to all my Dabbleverse stuff in, right? And then, like, things are moving on the schedule. And I'm like, all right, I got everything scheduled. I got everything ready to go. Now it's time to listen to Adam's Fuck Around Playground, right?
Right.
And I'm listening to it, and I'm texting him while I'm listening. I'm like, oh my God, multiple out loud laughs, multiple gasps, multiple shocks. Like I said, Adam, I sent it to him privately in text. I said it semi-publicly when we were up DJs at soon to be named Network North on Sunday for the pay-per-view. And I'm saying it here. I think on At Odds this week, we have to act like it was real or something. I don't know, right. But I'm saying it here. It was hilarious. It was funny. If you like any little tiny bit of the wrestling content or any of the, like, it's super insular too. Like, you have, like, there's references that the AI voice people call in that is, like, referencing things from, like, our own personal conversations, but it was so funny.
Right. Right. So I get a text while, you know, after the thing, and it's like, so I'm doing a silly little bit for the podcast while Joe's away. Long story short, it's basically a clip show of podcast that I appeared on while he was on vacation. For the most part, and it's excused to have a bunch of cameo appearances on the pod. I was thinking that there should be a clip from this week's Porch Talk, but it's just you ranting about something. I figured you can trash wrestling. And he's like, if you're down for anything, you can think of a minute's worth of anti-wrestling Toddisms and record it with your ringtone maker. And I was like, let me think about it. And I got busy, and I thought about it, and I thought about a couple of things, and nothing was, not like, it didn't have to be funny, but nothing, like, I was like, I'm not going to, like, demand it to be funny, but I couldn't come up with anything. And I'm like, and if I'm going to half-ass this,
yeah,
and it's going to be stupid, I said, like, there's bits, like, when we do, me and you, me and Adam, whoever, And it happens, and I know exactly what I'm doing. I feel confident about it. But when I get wishy-washy and I'm like, oh, should I do this or should I do that? And along the way, I had nothing right out of the gate. And then like a day in, I was like, well, maybe do this or maybe. And I was like, no maybes. If I can't come up with something that I at least think is good, I'm not doing it. So I ended up talking to him while we were playing Grand Theft Auto. I said I couldn't come up with anything. And I didn't want to bring down – I didn't want to do something stupid just to say I did something. So I missed out on the best episode of At Odds ever. So,
well, and that's the thing. I'm glad that you didn't turn in subpar work just to turn in work to be part of the bit, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad, like, because I know people that are like, well, I was asked to do it. You know, I have to turn in something, whether it's good or bad, right?
That's usually me. Like, yeah. I want to start, not because, yes, because I said I would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a man of my, like, I know people probably don't believe it, but I'm a man of my, if I tell you I'm going to do something, I do it. You know what I mean? And I was like, it's just not going to be good, but go ahead.
So, like I said, I was given explicit instructions. I said, can I do it like this? And he said, no, it has to be like this. And I'm like, perfect. So, like, I'm just reading lines, right?
Mm-hmm. Instead of doing them, because
exactly. So one of the bits that you would enjoy, and again, Easter egg upon an Easter egg upon an Easter egg. So one of the things that we did on the cruise was we left the ship and we went to an island that was owned by Royal Caribbean or whoever it was that we were on. And like the whole thing was called A Perfect Day at Coco Cay was the name of the little island, right?
Right.
So the island was Coco Cay. I didn't call it that in the call. What do you think I called the island that we went to?
The Coco Beware Island?
No.
Oh, the Cocaine Island. Cooey. What? Oh, Cooey, Cooey, Cooey. I like that.
Yeah, because it's Coco K. It was C-O-C-O-C-A-Y. And I'm like, could have been K's. But I'm like, oh, Cooey, Cooey, Cooey. I'm going to Cooey. And again, that was for the comic book people.
Right. Well, I would have got that.
Exactly. So before I get into my trip...
Right. I just want to say one thing, too, over the weekend. How was your get-together at soon-to-be-named Network North? Because I saw the photo for Sting's Bar Mitzvah or whatever they were doing over the weekend.
Yes.
And I saw the photo, and I was aghast that someone showed their whole face in the picture. No, because even when we went out and did various things at shows... There's never been uncovered that I've ever seen.
Again, that's not a decision for me to make, you know?
Right.
You know, he very easily could have, like, asked, like, hey, if you post it. Because he said, like, hey, DeWiki wants this for the Discord.
Right.
He's going to post in the Discord. Like, it was many opportunities were given to be like...
There's that word again.
Right. And especially with him. To be like, you want to cover up? You want some modesty with this? Right.
Right. A cod piece, maybe
something. Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can't believe, you know, that Tim put his face out there for.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
But so that's all I had. So
and anything happened to you in the last week, Todd, that you'd like to cover, discuss in the show?
Can you believe that I with no podcast to do? Last week, no After Dark or regular show, I had a low-key week. I did absolutely nothing. What? I loved it. Tuesday came around. I was like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. I should be recording. Fuck that. I'm on the couch. I'm killing people in GTA. I'm watching whatever I could find on TV. It was a good time, Joe. The show almost never came back. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it had to at least. We had to do one last one to get to 700 this week,
yep,
right?
Yep. So, anything interesting with you?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot. So it was nice to be on vacation. It was nice to see family. You know, I don't get a chance to see my brother who lives in Texas and his wife and kids and everything else like that. And it was nice to have everyone together on a trip. But I will say, never doing a cruise again.
Oh, boy.
Cruise stunk. The long and the short of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to start with everyone else in my family, starting with me. Well, no, that's starting with me. Okay, so April gets motion sickness in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going on a boat, motion sickness central. So she goes to the doctor. The doctor prescribes her the patch. Are you aware of this patch? This little
thing? Yes, I know what they are, yeah.
Okay, So the doctor neglected to mention that one of the side effects is that it affects your vision.
Okay.
And when I say affects your vision, like, she couldn't, like, make out shapes or words or anything.
Words?
Words. Like, she couldn't read the menu at restaurants. She couldn't read the numbers on the elevator. Not that it mattered. We'll get there momentarily. She couldn't read the room numbers. It was just, like, all blocks. Right?
She finally saw what you really looked like.
Exactly. So there was food on the thing, on the ship, right?
Right, I hope so.
Well, as part of the thing, as part of the plan that we got, there's like a pizza place on the one floor of the thing, and then there's like a buffet that alternates breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's like ones that you could go to where you're ordering off a menu, which is part of the plan. And then there's another one that's like the highfalutin one where you have to pay like way extra. We never did that one.
Right.
The one where you're ordering off the menu, it was good, but like definitely not for kids. And out of the group of 11 of us, there was 5 kids.
Went over so way back.
The little bit fancier places that we went to, the meal that I got was great, right? But when the kids were ordering off the kids' menu, and at the fancy place, when the kids order a grilled cheese, and they get a grilled cheese at the buffet, it's a grilled cheese.
This probably has, like, sourdough bread and Munster cheese.
No. This was the grilled cheese at the little bit fancier of a restaurant was literally 2 pieces of toast with a piece of cold cheese in the middle of it.
Mmm.
Right. So I had to explain, like, my kid is the oldest one by far. Like, it's kids as, you know, my kid's 12 and it's other kids as young as 5. So I can't explain to, like, everyone under that, but I could explain to my kid that, like, on this ship, all of the food is prepared the same way in the same place, right? It's not like, you know, the rice that you get here or the chicken that you get here is the same that you're going to get there. It's just they fancy it up a little bit more when you go here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're at the fancy place and you say grilled cheese, they don't know no grilled cheese. But at the other place, all they do is grilled cheese because more kids are going to go there, right?
Right.
So we had to go there and we had to find stuff from the first, you know, whatever, whatever. So it was just kind of difficult to get everything together with the food. But then the food didn't agree with a lot of the people in the first place. So the first day that we were there and I ate, the next morning, I woke up with, like, unbelievable stomach cramps,
right?
And everybody just left. I'm like, I go, I don't even know if I'm going to make the day. And then around, like, 11, I started to feel a little bit better. I went to the buffet, and I got, like, rice and a piece of bread and, like, half a piece of chicken. And I'm like, okay, I have something in my stomach. I'm going to go off the boat to see if I could find everyone on the island. A perfect day at Coco K, a.k.a. Kui Kui Kui.
Right.
I did. I got to the beach. Going to the beach was nice. Playing with the kids was nice. Getting the water was nice. I like that, right? Another thing. So we get the flight. We get the boat. And we're like, oh, it's relatively inexpensive, all things considered, that we're going on like a 4-day cruise and whatever. Everything else is extra, Todd. And when I say everything else, if you want to drink anything other than cups of tap water, that is $58 a day per person plus tax plus an $18 gratuity a day.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, Joe. They got you. You're on a boat. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Right.
Do you want the alcoholic package?
Oh, well, I would. I would pay whatever they ask.
But that's $79 a person a day. Plus
a deal
tax,
at thrice the price.
Plus $18 gratuity, right?
That's right.
There's also a Starbucks on the thing, not included in any of the drink packages. Okay.
Because it's Starbucks.
Right. And everything else that was on there, anything that you're like, hey, boat's going to dock and you can go to the beach. Okay. You want a mat on the beach? That's $20.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do any of the excursions on the beach? Like, go to the dolphins, go to the little water park, do anything? Starting at $59 a person for kids, up to $100 per person for adults.
Yeah. All this money to be on a floating toilet. Yeah.
There's a gym upstairs. Ooh. You want to go use the gym equipment? Cool. They're teaching, like, my wife, you know, does yoga. So she's like, I'm going to go to one of the yoga classes. $24.
Were you clanging and banging while you're on this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chicken and rice all the way.
Moving plates, Joe was.
The room that we had was a small room, which is fine, but it was supposed to be for three people.
Mm-hmm.
And we were definitely in the prison room because we had like I guess it would be a king size bed, which was just really like two full sizes put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we had one extra person, my kid, there's a bed that they had to come in and like undo like two bolts. And it came down from the ceiling on like a little like hanging thing. Right.
Oh, it was more of a hammock. Right.
Yeah. And he got a kid. No, it was actually like a bed. It claimed that it would hold up to 300 pounds. Right. I wanted to test if that was true or not, but nobody else in the room wanted me to.
Mm-hmm.
My brother.
That would have been extra if you broke it.
Right. Oh, that's another thing. So, towels. You need to, it's a beach. It's a beach resort. There's pools. There's things, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's constant threats all over the place and on the app that when you go and get a towel, you give them your room number. If you don't return the towel, that's $25 for a towel.
Yeah. I would have been throwing them overboard.
So, I don't think, and that's what I was just checking before we started, because I still have the app on my phone. I just went to check to see if we ended up getting charged for any of the towels, because I guarantee at some point I took a towel or my wife took a towel and returned it to the wrong spot. And they're literally like writing on like a piece of paper, like your room number. So I don't know how these things are coinciding. I think it's just the threat of a $25 fee.
And
our key card. And I'm being yelled at from the other room. Come in. You have to come in.
We didn't write down our room number. They scanned my card every time.
The first time I got them, they wrote it, when I was at the beach, they wrote it down.
Oh, no, not for me. They scanned my card every time. I had to pull out my...
But I just checked the app to see if they charge us for any of the towels.
I don't think so.
I don't think that they didn't. I didn't see that they charged us for them. But like when we first got there, and she's Liz, I don't care, you know. So we first got there and she's like, oh, you know, we can, you know, they have like a place where you can go and book your next cruise right there on the ship.
They give you
a better deal if you book it while you're on the cruise, right?
Mm-hmm, because they got you.
And the first day she's like, we're gonna go and we're gonna book our next cruise for the next time. And Todd, would you believe we left and we got off the boat and we didn't book our next cruise?
Oh my God, I can't believe you forgot.
We must have forgot.
Now, I have a question. Like, when you're sitting on the toilet and you start pulling out toilet paper, does it start charging your app?
No.
Okay, because that would be great. Like, charged by the square.
Yeah. But it's just like, I'm not the one who booked it. And like, I don't think it was presented, but it definitely makes it feel like it's all inclusive, right?
Oh, no, it can't be. I get you.
Oh, and so the other thing is, everything is kind of like a hard press for it. You know, like when we went to Universal last year, like a lot of stuff was included and a lot of stuff you had to pay for. But when I was at Universal, at no point did I feel as though I was being pressured by any of the employees to upgrade to like a higher package or pay extra for some sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's here, you want it, great. You don't want it, we don't care. You do whatever you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here, it was like a constant like, oh, you sure you don't want this? You sure you don't want this? You want this? You're walking around like, oh, can we get your picture? And like, they have these things that are set up in like front of these fancy vistas. Oh, you want your picture taken? It'll show up on your app. And then you got to pay $20 each to get the thing, right? Wi-Fi was extra, which is why it was disconnected. And our self-serve, like I was able to get texts and receive texts, But, like, I have people that send me, like, oh, here's a screenshot of somebody doing something stupid. And because they sent it to me while I was on the cruise, it's just, like, lost in the ether forever. I can't get it.
Oh, no.
Right. So, I luckily, at least one of the people that did that I saw this past weekend. So, I asked them. They didn't remember what it was they sent.
Oh.
So, just trying to think what else. Okay. So, all the... So, one of the times that we went to the fancy or eating place that was part of our whatever with the piece of toast with cold cheese in between it for grilled cheese, they came over, and while we're eating our meal, they tried to, like, get us to do, like, oh, tomorrow we're doing, like, this tour of the kitchen thing, where we're, like, we take the whole thing and we show you how it all works. It's only $80 a person, but because you're here, we're going to give you, like, a discount of 30% off for each thing, right?
Right.
And it's just, like, I'm eating my meal. Leave me alone. And, like, April was nice enough to be like, you know what? We got a lot of kids. It would be a lot. It would be a hassle. Thank you, but no thank you. And, like, April was just like, if April's saying that, it's like, that's her being like, fuck off, right?
Right.
So then one of the other times we went off, were you able to walk around, like, this, like, line between, like, a touristy area and a not touristy area of the Bahamas?
Yep, you don't want to go out of the non-touristy areas.
Well, we went on the other side of the fence for a little bit because there was a Bahamas Harley-Davidson store that my brother had to go to get a shirt from.
Okay.
And it was a little bit of an adventure, you know, little whatever. And that's where I bought my one weekly purchase on vacation. You have to go listen to Ad Odds this week to find out what it was.
Is that besides my gift?
You know what? I think your gift got lost in my luggage, which we'll get to.
Oh, okay.
So... and I know, you know, another thing is I will say very organized, very orderly to get on the boat, get off the boat. Like when we got on the boat, when we first got there, perfect, no problem. Got off the boat, very organized. You get a thing. It tells you like, okay, you need to be out of your room by 8:00. You need to be on this floor by this thing, by this time. And then group by group, we're going to start getting people out in line. And it was very organized, very orderly to get you on the boat and get you off the boat. So I give them kudos for that. That was one other thing I was going to mention in regards to that. Like we didn't get a chance to do everything that we wanted to do on the boat either is because we're trying to service three different families, each with three different age ranges of kids. So it was a little difficult to kind of get everybody together to do all the same thing at the same time. So we missed out on a couple things. No big deal. If another vacation comes up, it's not going to be a cruise. But it's not going to be another vacation.
I would like to think that did you ever go to the casino?
We walked through the casino.
Because I would like to think you walk in the casino and they're like, do you know it's $80 a person to gamble before you put down one chip? That's like, I could see that happening. Like... Go fuck yourself, Carnival.
Yeah. So a lot of it is, you know, they have you, before you leave, they have you connect a card or some sort of payment method to your room key.
Right.
And that's how you pay for everything. You just give them the room key and that's how they do it. And I assume that's what they would do in the casino, which would be very dangerous. It's essentially you're gambling with a credit card, right?
Yeah. See me, because if I showed up, I'd be like, oh, you got to hook up a card. I'm like, I'm paying straight cash, homie.
Yeah.
I don't think that would go over well.
So we got off
the... One thing want to say is you went shopping in the Bahamas.
Yes.
I went to the Bahamas once when I was in my early 20s. My father was getting remarried. And it was one of those that he was like, oh, we're getting remarried and blah, blah, blah. And me and my wife, we want to take the family down to the Bahamas for a trip. And he asked me and my brother, thinking we would say no because we said no to every like away trip with the old man. And he was like, do you want to go? And me and Larry just looked at each other and went like, yeah, like free room and board in the Bahamas for a week. Let's go. And he was kind of shocked. And we ended up going down. But you saying we were like in the resort area, like in the hotels. We didn't take a cruise, flew down, flew back. And it was like, you want to go shopping? I was like, all right, let's go. And I'm like, I'm not buying anything, but I'm going with the old man and some of the family. And they put us on buses and they told us to be careful. Uh-huh. Like, and when they bust us out of the resort through the gates... And we went through like war. I don't know if there was a war going on in the Bahamas at the time, but it looked like it. And they took us like to the shopping area and they said, like, do not wander off. Like, do not like just chopping this area. And there was like armed guards and stuff like that. It was very bizarre. But the only thing I really remember is my father buying an expensive watch and then giving me his old expensive watch to wear through customs because he didn't want to, report anything as he was coming back.
It had to be like a certain, you have to, like, if it's a certain amount or multiple.
Right, you have to claim or whatever. And my father's like, this is your watch. I was like, oh, okay. It was like hanging off my arm. You know what I mean? But yeah, I went to the Bahamas, but I went to like the resort. And I had a good time, and that's where I got my first gambling bug. But
luckily, that's the only bug you got.
That is true. I didn't get the bug that you got, the stomach bug.
So the thing is, if you've like looked at the news in the last month, there's been like severe travel advisories to not go to the Bahamas.
Right.
Like murders and kidnappings and everything else like that. And like we literally just like walked right around the fence and we're like, let's hope everything goes okay while we get back, right? But as soon as we got to the Harley Davidson thing so my brother can get his shirt, it was like, get on the other side of that fence because that's like safety over there, right?
Right. I got an email to the Longbox Heroes account. It's like, we have your co-host. Send money through the PayPal. I'm like, I don't have access. Sorry, Joe. Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. So we get off the boat. Oh, and the other thing. So when we get down there, we needed to get an Uber from where we were staying on the Monday with my brother to the boat. And I'd never gotten Uber before. I've never done Uber, right?
Right.
April's done Uber before when she's gone on her work trips, and it's been varying experiences. And, you know, we had three people with suitcases, so, like, she had to do, like, Uber XL, you know? I get the hint. I'm a fat guy, right?
Yeah, but you beat me to it, but go ahead.
So this guy shows up in, like, a brand new-ish, shiny, polished, like Chevy Tahoe. Mm-hmm. With the like extra row of seats, he gets out of the thing. He's wearing sunglasses and like a sports coat, leather seats. He takes our bags. And I even say to the guy, I go, listen, I've never taken an Uber before. I go, you're setting the bar really high for everyone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that we're like, oh, we'll get an Uber when we get off the boat, get to the airport or whatever it is. And like as we're fumbling around with our phones, because now we have connection and like it's just like text, emails, everything else just pouring in. We're like getting our shit together, getting our bag, and there's like the van there. It's like Miami Airport, $10. We're like, here you go, let's go. Screw Uber, let's go, right?
Right.
So we get to the airport and we're doing our bag check, and the thing comes up, and the lady's helping us with the bag check because we got ASIN. We're just like you know, we're touching the screen, it's not touching. So it's like, oh, let me come over, and she goes, oh, your flight's not leaving until like 2, and like it's 9:00, you know, you guys want to do standby for an earlier flight? And we're like, I've never done that before. Like, literally, this is the fifth time I've flown in my life, right? Sixth time, right? Yeah, because I'm counting, like, back and forth as, like, one flight. So we're like, how do you do that? She goes, oh, you just do this and this. And I go, she goes, it doesn't lose you your spot on the other flight. But if you know, if there's seats open, they'll put you on it. They won't sit you together. But because you have a kid, they're going to at least put an adult and a kid. Like, all three of you won't be able to sit together, right?
But one person will sit with the kid is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So we're like, well, what's going to happen with our luggage?
Only like, good things.
It's like, it's okay. Because even if the luggage ends up on the earlier flight and you don't, when you get there, your luggage will already be waiting for you. You won't have to wait for it to come off the baggage claim. Okay. So we go. We get the standby. We get on the earlier flight. So we land like 11:30. We get to the baggage thing. And one of our three bags show up. All right. So what do we got to go over to the desk. Okay. So we're at Terminal H. The next United flight that's coming in from Miami is coming in at Terminal A. So you have to go and get on, like, the little airport, train. And go
the tram, yeah.
The tram, and you have to go from H to where it drops off, and then that's, like, a 15-minute trek to A. So we get to A, nothing. And they go, well, if the belt's still moving, there's probably more stuff, right? So we're like, okay, so we go in and we're starting to file the claim for our two missing bags. And as we do, one of the other bags show up. And the conveyor belt's still going. So we're like, okay, we need to change this from two missing bags to one missing bag. Okay. And it's my bag that's missing.
Right.
So I'm glad April has her stuff, and I'm glad Asa has her stuff. Again, I'm not a fancy person, but, like, a lot of my t-shirts and stuff that I have are like, oh, here's this LVAC event shirt that we're only giving out today. Or right. here's this one of 25 limited edition. Like, you could buy it today for $25, but good luck of getting this repro, like, ECW shirt again, you know?
Right.
Screened off the original masters from somebody's basement, whatever, right? So, like, that's all the shit that I wore on vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, and I'm just writing it off. It's like, it's all gone. But I'm like, I don't have any, like, all of my toiletries, my shampoo, my deodorant, all the things that I need to keep my body together, right? Which is a lot more than you would think. So, like, I have none of that at the house. When we get back to the house, like, I need to go shopping and get, like, things to, like deodorant and shit, right?
Right.
I'm not looking forward to that. So we file the claim, and they keep saying, they're like, yeah, that, they're like, we got it. Like, we see the tracking number for the one bag that you got. We see the tracking number for the other bag that you got. But the other tracking number that you've given us, which is the bag that's missing, that's just not showing up in our system. And I'm like, I'm looking at your guy's app, and it says it exists, right? It just can't find it. They're like, yeah, sometimes they just delete numbers out of the system for no reason. I'm like, that's not comforting, right? So again, I'm just like, my bag's gone. Like, everything that was in there is gone, lost forever. So we get home, because we were waiting for the bag. We miss lunch, we're starving, we stop and get something to eat. We get home, and I get an email from United that says, your bag showed up at the airport at 8:20 at Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hell of all the good that does me now. But they say that they're going to send it to me. They're going to send me my bag. Right. Okay. Now they haven't, they're like, oh, your bag showed up. It's 8:20. It's urgent that you call us. And I call, and they seem very confused about the email they sent me, that it was urgent for me to call them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we have to call the airport, and the airport's not picking up. We could call you back. You know, they don't have anyone at that desk until 7 the next morning. I go, okay. I go, I'm not going to call you at 7. I go, I'm probably going to call you around 9. Call around 9. Same thing. Says it's there, but we can't find it. I go, you sent me an email that it showed up. They're like, yeah, but we need to speak to someone at the airport, and they're not answering the phone. We'll call you back in an hour. Okay. My bag's gone. It's never coming back, right? So I go out, and I get, like, the other toiletries that I need, and, like, brushes and shit like that, you know, basic necessities. And I'm like making a list of, like, the shirts are gone, but, like, I need, like, swimsuits and underwear because I packed a bunch of underwear. Like, I got no underwear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for what I'm wearing. So I'm like, I got to go out. I got to go shopping for all this shit, right? They never call me back. It's like 3 hours. So I call them back and I get the same thing. Well, we don't see it. We have to call the airport. Call the airport. No one's answering. I know we said we'd call you back, but this time we actually will call you back. And I'm like, okay. So then I get an email that says they put my bag on a plane from Newark to the Lehigh Valley Airport, and someone is driving it to my house.
Okay.
So this is good news. And then I see the tag, the ticket for the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, the phone number that they have is April's phone number.
Uh-oh.
So whatever phone calls that they had been making were to April. So that, and she just keeps her phone on silent all the time. She's like, oh, I didn't know you called or texted. I'm, you know, walking around my phone. It's just no notifications. I'm like, that's great. So the way that they have the name, because, and they have, like, there's a site that you can go to. It's like, wheresmysuitcase.com or some shit like that, right?
Right.
You put the tracking number and your last name in, and it wasn't coming up. And I'm like, my bag's gone forever. So when I get the thing that says, they shipped my bag to Lehigh and they're driving it to my house, like, I didn't think they were going to, when they said they were going to send it to me, I didn't think they were going to just put a stamp on it and put it in the mail, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know how it was getting me. I just knew it wasn't like that, right? So I see the file, and they have the name listed as first name, April Asa, together as one word. Okay? And the last name they have as Sposto slash, not hyphen, slash, together as one word, Wolf Sposto, because my wife kept her maiden name as part of her last name, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why they couldn't find it, because they had the first name and last name wrong.
Right. No, you had the wrong first and last names.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It was whoever keyed the thing in at Newark, right? Mm-hmm. They don't know the difference between a dash and a slash. They don't know that you're supposed to put spaces in between first and last names. Anyway. Or first, two different first names. They don't know that you're supposed to separate them. Anyway. So I have the thing. I update it, my name, correct name, phone number, et cetera, et cetera. I put instructions on there that I'm like, okay, if it's after this time, just leave it under the carport. We're good. And then I get a text, like, you know, like sometimes you get text from your Amazon delivery thing.
Right.
I get a text that says, like, hey, it's so-and-so from United. I'm 10 minutes away from your house. And it's like 8:30 at night. And I'm like, perfect. And when that person came and delivered my bag and I got all my shit back, I was so happy. So it was a happy ending to the trip and my luggage and everything else like that. But for like 24 hours there, a little bit over 24 hours, I'm like, oh, that shit's gone. I'm never seeing that again.
Yeah. Well, happy ending. And so you can't chew them out because they did what they said they would do. And no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I was not rude to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I was just frustrated in the fact that like, they can't, like, because we initially put the thing in for two bags, and the one bag showed up, and then we changed it from two bags to one bag, and when I was calling, they just kept saying, like, yeah, we're tracking the two bags, and I'm like, it's only supposed to be one bag, and, you know, without peeling the, like, we've already peeled the curtain back a bunch, without peeling the curtain back too much, as somebody who does customer service for a living, I know not to be a jerk to that person on the other side of the phone, you know?
But what I mean is now, it's like, oh, well, they made good. You know what I mean? So, and that's all you can. A mistake was made. It took 24 hours to fix, but it got fixed. So that's what you said to about 24 hours?
Well, you know, like I said, the bag should have been there when we landed at 11:20 in a.m.
Right. Okay.
I didn't get it till 9 o'clock the next day. But again, splitting the difference, let's say 36 hours. All right.
So, you know what? Even. Okay. Whatever. That's fine. Because I had that happen to me. I went to San Diego for Comic-Con, name drop. and when we came back, they, I don't know, lost my luggage or never put it on the plane because they had put other freight on because they make money from it. I don't know. I don't remember. But they ended up driving it to my house when it was over.
Yep.
And I ended up meeting them, and it was there. And I was like, all right, you did, you know. It shouldn't be this way, but what am I going to do? I got it. All my stuff was inside it, you know, because all the stuff that I bought at the show was in there. And I was like, all right, we're good. I can go back to work. I didn't want to go back to work, but I went back to work.
Right. But like I said, all in all, no more vacations.
That's not to say ever again.
Well, not for a while, but we got a trip this weekend to beautiful Rochester. And then we got a trip next month just around here, just like the Allentown area for Aces Bowling.
Oh, okay. What's in Rochester?
It's subreddit Surfing Live with Vinnie Paulino and Cardiff Electric.
All right, don't do the laugh, or I'll kill
I'm not
you.
Doing the laugh. All right. And it's not a laugh, it's a thinking thing.
It's
right?
It's Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. Don't try and fool me.
Not Butthead.
Anyway.
But I'm excited. It's Dabbleverse-centric. You know, they're doing like a live show, podcast recording, stand-up thing, right? Meet and greet of all these people that I listen to podcasts that me and like one other person are like super obsessed with. And he's going to be there, so I'm going to get a chance to see him. And it's Rochester in March. What could go wrong, right?
Right. You know what? I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to hear all about this after you get back. Oh my God.
You're going to
please don't leave a thing out when you get back, Joe.
Do you want me to tag you in the picture with me in Cardiff when we get it?
Is that the potato picture?
That's the potato, yes.
Oh, please do.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I'm very excited for that.
I'm you know what? I'm gonna enjoy you enjoying your trip to Potato Man.
That's thank you.
You're welcome.
He's driving all the way in from Minnesota for the show. You know
how do potatoes drive?
I don't very carefully, I guess.
I was gonna say, do they peel out when they drive, Joe?
My goodness. All right.
On that note,
hey, thanks everyone. Sorry there was no After Dark last week, but I don't know. Go listen to At Odds last week.
Twice,
it's kind of like After Dark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/longboxheroes. We're doing March 1994 previews this weekend. I'm excited.
Me too.
And back in the Patreon train, back in the show train. And it was episode 700 this week. Woohoo! Like big milestone.
Right. Eh? Big milestone. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for bearing with me for my long-windedness, but it was an eventful week. And we'll see you next week. Less eventful. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see if Cardiff behaves.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.